First, Heather with the news.
Jordan Chiles has broken her silence on the whole bronze medal controversy. She released a statement on social media Thursday writing, "I have no words. This decision feels unjust and comes as a significant blow, not just for me, but for everyone who championed my journey." She added that she's also received unprompted, racially driven attacks on social media and hopes that the people in control will do the right thing. She ended this, it was a pretty long message, by saying that she's going to approach this challenge as she has others, and she will make every effort to ensure that justice is done. And she said she believes that in the end of this journey, the people in control will do the right thing. I don't know if they're going to change their mind. They've already...
What does anybody have to blame her for? Like, so the racially charged messages.
People
like,
suck.
Understood, but...
They're just... I don't know what the specific messages are, and I don't need to know. I think they're just attacking her for any reason they can.
She didn't do anything wrong, to John's point.
No, not right. at all. It's really sad. Obviously, they have awarded the bronze medal to the Romanian gymnast. Romania did offer a different solution, right? Yeah. That they could split the bronze three ways between the girl who, Anna Borbosu or whatever her name is, the other Romanian who got technically fourth. Actually, you know what? I think the third and fourth, they had the exact same score, both Romanian gymnasts, but the one in third had a higher difficulty level, so she automatically took the third place. Jordan Chiles originally had fifth place, so they said, we'll just all split the bronze.
So Romania's solution is to get two bronze medals out of this.
Yes.
When if it was scored correctly, they would have had zero.
And that's the whole thing. It's like Jordan Chiles had a more difficult performance. She performed better, and yet it was the judge's mistake. And it's just a catastrophe, really. Five people have been charged in connection with Matthew Perry's death. During a Thursday news conference, the U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California announced just a shocking number of charges against five defendants. There's two doctors, Perry's live-in personal assistants, an acquaintance who is also a street dealer, as well as a woman known as the Ketamine Queen. They've all been charged. Three of the five have already reached a plea agreement, and investigators say that they just uncovered this massive underground network of drug sellers and suppliers, and that they say these are the people responsible for distributing the ketamine, which ultimately led to Perry's death. Now, the two doctors, listen to this, provided Perry with about 20 vials of ketamine in the month leading up to his death for $55,000 in cash. They say these vials are about $12 a piece. So really taking advantage. Then on top of all that, his acquaintance reached out to that ketamine queen and got even more. In the over 2 weeks, she gave him approximately 50 vials for $11,000. So they're all taking advantage of him, using his money, and taking advantage of, obviously, his addiction issues that he was currently suffering.
Some of those text messages, I mean, they're monsters. Awful. They're like, how much can we get away with here?
And they called him a moron and just said, yeah, let's see how far this will go. And obviously, they took it to extremes. A Detroit judge who slapped handcuffs on a 15-year-old girl and threatened to throw her in prison after she fell asleep in his courtroom while she was on a field trip has been suspended and will have to undergo training. Judge Kenneth King's docket was temporarily suspended after he was filmed just berating this young girl. It was all live streamed on the court's YouTube page. The judge basically snapped when this teen fell asleep a couple times in his courtroom. He made her change into a jail jumpsuit, cuffed her, and then he threatened to send her to juvenile detention. And then he made all of her peers vote on it as well. Like, hey, should your friend go to jail? And they all had to either raise their hand or not. And it's a sad situation when you hear her mother speak out and say, you know what, at this moment, we don't have a permanent residence. So we're bouncing around. She doesn't have a permanent place to sleep. We got in late the night before, which is probably why she was tired. She was there with a nonprofit organization where she works. Never been in trouble before. You know, it's...
So he didn't want her to make a fool of his courtroom. So he did it himself, because that's exactly what he was. That's it's foolish to try to shame this this girl. She's a girl.
She's a young girl.
Yeah. And come on. I put her in handcuffs, have her classmates bully her. Hey, who wants to see her go get locked up?
And all of
that's
it.
That's a judge. That's an abuse of power.
She felt very uncomfortable having to change her clothes. She said she did get to go into her own room, but she felt like it was like a room that had maybe a camera in it. She just felt very uncomfortable all around. More positive news. The holidays are right around the corner. And if you're going to, you know, start thinking about what you want to make for your family gatherings, make sure you make an apple pie, because there's a new survey or study that found the most popular pie in Michigan is the apple pie.
Okay, yeah. I could support that. And I mean, it's not my favorite, but I would never turn down a hot apple pie.
No.
A la mode.
14 other states, apple pie is up there, number two overall. But in Michigan, apple pie is number one, followed by sweet potato pie, blueberry pie, pumpkin pie, and key lime pie. Mm.
Love an apple pie with the crumble topping. Not just, you know, I mean, the lattice, it looks beautiful and it tastes wonderful. I prefer the crumb topping, but then you put a little French vanilla ice cream on it and just a little bit melted soft. And then every bite is just absolutely yummy.
This guy gets so passionate about his food.
Oh, yeah.
Where was onion pie on the list?
Oh, yeah, down at the bottom. Didn't even make it.
Hey, come to the Jansen house. You'll find out what onion pie is all about.
Nope.
And that is Heather with the news.